Here we're holding Daf Kuf Mem Hei. Here again, just the last Gemara and the last Amid, the last line. Mosiv Ravina. Fact Ravina, another Kasha. Tomei Meis. Shesh Sochat. Zaysim Vianovim. A person that has Tomei Meis. That means a person that touched a mace. Touched a mace. That he himself is Navatumam. Now he goes ahead and he squeezes out Shesh Sochat. Zaysim Vianovim. He's squeezing out olives and grapes. Kibetza. Nuchuvenis. In the case where he has exactly a beitza, the worth, the size of grapes, like a few grapes together, but together they are exactly the size of a kibetza, of an egg. Is aloche tor. The juice that comes out of it is tor. The juice that comes out of these grapes is tor, it's not makabotoma. So soon see why. Because an oichel could only be metama something else if you have a kibetza of oichel. Tzadiyik ho yoise mi kibetza. Mashmift is, you started out with more grapes than a beitza. You have a big bunch of grapes. And now this person that has tuma meis on him, this ava tuma, squeezes out the grapes. The halacha is, even though he's not touching the juice that comes out, he's only touching the grapes. And a meis, a tuma meis, doesn't have a tumas masa. There's no tumas masa by a tuma meis. A tuma, somebody touched a meis, he's an ava tuma, he's only tamas something else if he touches it. So here, what is the mace touch? The tummy mace touching is only touching the grapes. So the grapes can become a navatuma, become a rishonatuma. Now that the mashke should become tummy, that's only because the grapes now is touching the mashke. So it's a dia koyose mikibetza. Mashke, if you have more grapes than a beitza, is tummy. Then taka, the juice that comes out of the grapes, is tummy. Is the kasha of viyamit, if you're going to tell me now, that mashke habol oichel. Is oichelu, again a kasha, an original kasha. That the original kasha was, the original din was, if Yehuda Mashmu was mechadish, that if you squeeze out grapes on Shabbos, that the juice should go straight into the food, straight onto the fish, it's mutter. Why? Because since this mashke is going into an oichel, it has a shame oichel on it now, it's called like food, and there's no eschita. Schita is only if you're creating a mashke now from an oichel. But if this, what comes out is going into food, it only has a shame oichel on it, and therefore there's no issa of schita. That was Rav Yehuda Mashmul's chiddush. So now we have a kasha, if that's true, that a mashke that's going into an oichel is considered like an oichel, a bezoi, viyamrit ye mashke habol yoichel. If you could tell me now the juice that goes into food, has it been oichel on it? So the Havamina is now when you're squeezing out this juice, you're squeezing out these grapes, the juice is going into a food. And still we say if there's more than a kibetza there, it's makabel tumah. Hey, it's more than a beitza, is makabel tumah. Is the kasher why? B'may is kasher. How did this juice get its hechsher? Hey, since this grape juice now is going into the fish, it's considered like fish, it's considered like an oichel. So an oichel is only makabel tumah if it had a hechsher first. So here, b'may is kasher. And the Gemara who moisiv lo who mafarik lo he has the kashna gave a teretz and echnami and ekimta besoichet utecha kara. I tell you what Dafka talking about here now. We are squeezing out this juice into the kara. That's all you do. So since you're squeezing it out into an empty plate, here for sure it's called mashke. It's called juice that's coming out. So you have grape juice. So grape juice does not need any hechsher lekabel tuma. It's only an oichel that needs a hechsher, not mashke. So Mel was no kasher on Yehuda Mashmuel. So the Bible was good of Yehuda Mashmuel, and we said that's the way the Mechaba Paskin's Alocha, that if you take a grape and squeeze it out even on Shabbos for the purpose of using the juice to go into fish, into an oichel, it's mutter. Because that juice is called an oichel, it's not called a mashke. Let's see Rashi. Rashi told me, Meshe Socha, Zayasim, Yan, Novim, Kibetz, Mechvenes, Tor. Rashi, Mishni, Vim, Sechta, Tarvis. This is the Mishnah. And there it says claw. We're only talking about in a case where the Zav himself, with the Tomei Meis, did not touch the Mashke. The Tomei Meis didn't touch the Mashke. He's only touching the Oichel itself. He's only touching the grape. Now, since there's only the exact size of a beitza here, when he squeezed out the first teep of the first juice that came out of his grape, now there's not even a beitza left over, the size of a beitza.
of an egg. And the call is like this. V'yein ha'oichel afal pishu tomei metama hamashkem shein ha'oichel metama acher mepachas mekebeitza. That even though an oichel that is tomei, it can't be metama something else if it has less of a shear than a kebeitza. So here also, since the tomei mace is only touching the grape, so the grapes are tomei. You want now the grapes to metama the mashke that comes out. So on the tzad that the mashke coming out has a shame oichel, since it doesn't have a shame, it doesn't have a shear of a kebeitza, it can't be metamarit. So drashi avolimho, you know, gebe mashke. But if the mace would, the tummy mace would have touched the juice itself, it malay mashke, mi tipa rishona, then avada the juice would become tummy. Shamashke makabal tumma becholshu. This is Rashi Shita at least. That mashke could be makabal tumma even a kolshu. Vachinami tonebe behedjia. It says also here, the what yoise mikibetza, if you have more than the size of a beitza, is tummy. Why shekivin shiyotza tipa rishona, nit mace bikibetza. When the first tipa comes out, it was makabal tumma from the beitza of the tomadika grapes. The tummy mace atrashi dafkinoka, sheina matama behesit. Because a tummy mace, it has no tumas heset of masli. Vahu adin le tummy sheretz, vahol tummy yamage, the tummy mace vahusanoka, deviava tumma. Shematani seifa vazav shesegazesim is different. Your zav has a tumas masa, that means our heset, anything that's moved because of him is tummy. See, since the juice is moved because of him, I'm out of the juice will be tummy in any case. But our tummy mace, it's only if you touch something. So you're only touching the grapes. The juice that comes out is the juice that comes out has to only be kabel tumma from the grape. Now, once the grape becomes less than the shear, the kebetza can be matama something else. So the diik do mashmi, if there's more grapes more than the shear of kebetza, then we say the first drops of juice that comes out is makabel tumma and it's tummy. So the kash rizatrash viyam tisakadaitich hafilusecha teragdeira. The habimina is now talking about you're squeezing out the juice even into food. If you're going to tell me now that the mashke that's going into food has the shame oichel on it, so where's the hechsher of kabel tumma? There was no hechsher on this oichel. Elamai, the teretz is that we're squeezing out the juice now into a karo, into an empty plate. Therefore, it's called mashke. So mashke doesn't need any hechsher of kabel tumma. Therefore, it's very good that if there's more than the size of a beitza of grapes here, so the grapes itself is matama the mashke. So the Gemara Amar Reb Yirmiyah. Kitanoi. I'll tell you this machloikis that Rabbi Yehuda was mechadish. That if you squeeze out something into oichol, it's called an oichol, it's a machloikis anoyim. It's not so posher what Rabbi Yehuda Amashmu is saying. I'll tell you it's a machloikis anoyim. What's the locha? Ha machlik banovin. If you have a dough of chala, you make a chala. And on top of the dough, you put on top of it some grape juice. Ha machalik banovin. Is loy huchsha. Yes, no, even though it's juicier. The juice is not machshir the lechem, the chalot, the mekabel tumma. It's not called mashke. We'll soon see why not. Even though you're squeezing out the grape, the juice goes onto the chalot, it's not machshir the chalot, the bread, the mekabel tumma. Rabbi Yehuda lein mamah huchshir. Yehuda says no. The lechem now has its hechshir. It's as if mashke touched the lechem. Therefore, it's huchshir the mekabel tumma. The more my love, what my love? What's this machlokes? It's the first one that says there's no hechsher, because since even though it's juice, it's grape juice, it has a shem mashke, but since you're squeezing it out now to put it into the bread, into oichel, it's called an oichel, therefore it's not mashke kabel tumma. It's not called an oichel, therefore it is mashke kabel tumma. So you see, klotz machlokes. So drashi kitanoi mashke haboli oichel oichelu oy mashke. This shayla, if it's called an oichel or a mashke, it's a machlokes anoyim. Hamechalik banovim nachtum a baker. Hamechalik penei kikrois bianovim. He's smearing the top of his breads with grape juice. It's shesoichet hamashke ala kikur. He's squeezing out the grapes that the juice should go directly on top of the kikur. Is huchsher ha'oichel v'hanovim huchshu. He's the grape juice was mashke the food. So that's a machlokes anoyim. So here you see, there's the machlokes here. The one says it's called a mashke, one says it's not called a mashke. Amar Rav Papa Tayno, the kula yalma holds mashke, bolu yoichel taka lav oichelu. So everybody here holds the chur, not like Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. This mashke, even though it's going into food, it's not considered like food. For Yehocha, what's the machlokes here? The mashke habolu ibud kemiflegi. Here it's another shayla, that this juice is going to be lost. So Rashi learns, what does it mean it's going to be lost? it's going to be burnt up, Rashi. She'or shoyafoy v'sorfoy. Like this grape juice is going on top of the bread, the dough. When you put it into the oven now, it's going to be burnt up and be swallowed up by the fire. So that's called ibud. That's why it's not called a mashka. It's mass of a mashka. Even though this grape juice is going on top of the bread, that's going to be burnt up in the oven, still it's called a mashka. Because metchila, when you squeezed it out of the grape, it got a shame juice on it. So it's called a mashka. It can be machshir the bread. Now the bread has a hechsher. It's metame. If somebody tame or sheretz touches the bread's makabel tumah. O masava lav mashku. And one says, no, dafka here it's not called a mashka. Even though stam a mashka that goes into an oichel is called a mashka, that's because you're going to use the juice there. But here where the juice gets burnt up in the oven, it's not called a mashka. So the Gemara kopon of a plukta dani tanoi. The same machlokes is another machlokes tanoim. The Tanya. Hamafatze bezeisim, biyadayim. You have olives that are still a little bit hard, so you want to bang them up a little bit to make them a little bit soft. Mizuavois. And you have yadayim mizuavois. You have tomatika hands. Is hukshur. So even though when you bang them up a little bit, some of the olive, some of the juice, the oil, comes out on top of the olives, it's considered like your nicha with that juice. And melech hukshur. It's machshir the olives now to makabel tumah. What about lisoifta melech? What about the reason why you want to bang up these olives is to make the olives a little bit softer that you want to salt the olives. So when the olive is a very hard olive, the salt just falls off the olive. You want to bang up the olives a little bit to make a little bit softer that the salt could get attached to it. So here by stage you don't want the oil to come out of the olives. You just want the olive to be a little bit soft. It's loy hukshir. Here I tell you there's no hechshir. Hey, since you're not, what do you mean loy hukshir? Means even if when you're banging it, some juice does come out of the olive, some oil does come out, still it's not machshir the peri. Because you don't have das, it's not nichale with this mashke. Drashia matzia bezaisim. Kadeshia rakin. You're banging this to be a little soft. His hukshir. The nichale bemashke. The taya falayoshir materka ke mar bimtam. Since when you bang a little bit and all the oil comes out, it gives tam yunicha with it. What about the soif to the melech? Shem mitur, shem koshin, they're very hard. Ain't ha melech nidbak ben. The salt doesn't get attached to them. Umat sayin, a rakakon mi bachutz mat. And you're banging it now on the outside to make it a little bit softer. It's a lochalei hukshu. Loi mechavin lemashke de tu de leker. You have no kavana by space at all for the juice to come out. You don't only want it to make it a little bit soft, because then the salt should get attached to it. But good, so I'll call upon him, you don't want the mashke to come out. Therefore, it's not hukshu. It's not negated to us yet. Now, what's negated to us? What about lei de imhegiya zeisav lemasikim loi? Is you want to be able to squeeze out like some of the oil to know if these olives are ripe now to put into the press, to press them out to get the oil, is loy hukshir. Such a case is not hukshir. Even though the chur, you want the olive, the oil to come out now to test it, to see if it's roi, to squeeze out these olives to make the oil out of it, still loy hukshir. We'll soon see why. We have Yudu, I'm a hukshir. Yudu says no. Since you're squeezing out, you're banging these olives that some oil should come out, you're nicha with this olive, so now that's taka machshir. So the more my love, welcome Iflagi. My love, this is the machloikis here. The mass of a mashku emid libud mashku. This juice that's going libud is going to be lost. Because even though you're testing it now to see if it's roi to be pressed for the olives to make the oil out of it, but this juice that comes out now you're going to throw away. You're not going to use it. As you're squeezing a little bit olives to see the oil that comes out, is it roi right? So this olive, this juice you throw away. Just if it's ripe, you know to squeeze the rest of them out. So it's called mashka holich liibud, and one says it is called mashkim or masav alav mashku. So the machlokes we had before is a right another machlokes tanoim. Trashi leidim megiya zaysav lamasik. Saruchu lirois im shum noyech lotzeis. If the oil is easy to come out, miyu hamashka is liibud. The juice itself now is going liibud. Trashi miyu hamashka is liibud, but the mashka is just going liibud. Is the chura hani tanoi? Is so? This is two machlekes tanoi and the same machlekes that the juice, even though you're squeezing something for its juice, but the juice is mebile ibud. If that's called a mashkir or not? So the Gemara, I'll tell you the Gemara's a little bit different now. Omer Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, hani tanoi b'mashku or melibud pligi. Take a right. This last machlekes when you're squeezing out these olives to see if the oil is ready. and then you throw away the olive, the oil, that zicha the machlokes, even though it's a mashke now, but since it's helich libud, you're just going to throw it away. It's not a chosh of a mashke. The first tanoim by the nachtum, by the baker that smears some grape juice on top of the kikros. I tell you the behanech tanoi. The other machlokes is the mashke oimer the tzach tzachoi kumiflagi. Now there's a little bit better. There you're not mamish be ma'avid the grape juice. What happened there? You're squeezing out the grapes that the juice should go on top of the dough, on top of the bread. So there you're not mamish l'holich libud. It's not cool. You're like just throwing away the juice. Faket, you want this grape juice to go on top of the bread to give it time there. But it's considered all a tzachtzachoy. It's only there to give a shine to the bread. In other words, the actual juice is going to be burnt up in the oven. But it's not mamish called holich libud. That's what he wants this taina. That these two machloikas tanoi manat toli zebezeb. So Drashi, hani tanoi de matsoi by the zeisim, vade be mashko oim libud, please. That's zicha machloikas whether it's oim libud or not. Kedi amrinan. Avo tanoi de machalik, the machloikas here tanoi about pouring the grape juice on top of the kikrois. La be oim libud, please. That's not the machloikas where it's oim libud. The la libud also, it's not going to be libud. Shirel tzach tzachoi ho oichol nosnu. You put it there to make the oichol shiny. V'arei metzachzuchoi, and it did its purpose, it's like a shiny at the top of the bread. Ela b'mashkoi, metzachzuchoi, l'oichol kamiflagi. Machlokes here is, we are squeezing out these grape that the juice should go on top of the bread. For what purpose? To make the bread have a little shine on top of the bread. D'altai yedina mimashka bo l'oichol mashka. You didn't tell me mashka that goes into an oichol is called a mashka. Hani milihecha de kosor. Hani mili hecha de kosarfle. Hinami shota be rifta. The teres mashka of it. Albert tzachzuchoi pligi. That's only we doing it to put it into the bread, to make the bread taste good, or to soak it into the bread, to eat the bread with the mashka. But here, where it's only for the purpose of tzachzuchoi, to make the top of the bread look shiny, here it's a machlekes. About kopon and both these, like four tanoim here, l'chura hold not like a view dama shmul. The way we're all going, that stam and oich a mashke, if it's hoylach loichel, even though it's going into an oichel, still it's called a mashke. Now the only reason why it's not called a mashke, it's either because it's hoylach libud, or else because it's only for the purpose of a tzachtachay. V'enach nami, if it's for the purpose of putting it into food that you can eat it there, then v'achur all these hold that it is called a mashke. V'akoponim, we paskin still like before, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, so not like that, that if you squeeze out the grapes, for the purpose of putting the juice directly into the fish, into an oichum, it's not called a mashka, there's no issa of mefarik. So more right. We'll soon see more about this, about the rachs pshatzum. Omer Rav Zero, Omer Rav Chia Barashi, Omer Rav, Soichet Odom Eshkol Shalanovim L'toich HaKedera. A person is allowed to squeeze out grapes, L'toich HaKedera. Like we had before, you could squeeze out grapes to get the juice into gedera, into food. You squeeze it out onto the fish, it's mutter. But you're not allowed to squeeze it out into the kara, into a stomach empty plate, because then you have mashke, and it's called, you created a mashke from an oichel, that's the yisim afarik. What about v'dag letziroi? If you have a fish, a dog, and you have juice inside the fish, you want to squeeze out the juice of the fish, afilo techa kara. Here, even though you're squeezing it out for the purpose of the juice alone, like here, lakara means an empty kara. Still, it's mutter. Shrashi v'dag letziroi ischit das dag loitzi tziro. Take out the juice inside it. Lav mashku. Here, it's not called a mashka. Elo oichlin. It's considered like oichlin. Therefore, it's mutter. Yeah. That's what Rav says. So the Gemara Yosef Rav Dimi ukom alo lahay shmaita. His Rav Dimi sat down and was saying over this halacha. His omalei abayi Rav Dimi. Abayi told Rav Dimi. Osun you mishmei the Rav Masnison. You learned this din in the name of Rav. In the name of Rav. For leikash lechu. Mainly you had no stira on Rav to Rav. Oba anan mishmei the Shmuel Masnison lei. We learned this din that a dog litziro if he squeeze out the fish for the purpose of his juice, it's mutter. And we learned it in the name of Shmuel, the kashalon. And then we had a stira Shmuel on Shmuel. What's the stira? Miyama Shmuel. Is it true that Shmuel said dag litziroi? Afilu techa kar is mutter. That the purpose of the dag is a tziroi. It's mutter. Even though you want the juice of it, Ivu itma we learned. Kvosim shesochton. Kvosim means Rashi is yerek chai, a raw vegetable. kovish b'yayin, that you soaked it in wine, v'chaymitz in wine or vinegar. Yeah? Kvashim shesochton omarav, legufon mutter. If you kavon or is legufon, that means to make the vegetable alone taste good. L'moshe, you have sour pickles. You have a pickle that's sour in the sour water, and now you take out the pickle, you want to eat the pickle. But there's too much juice in the pickle. So you want to squeeze out the pickle, the gufon, to make the pickle itself taste good. That's mutter. There's no eschita there. Because you don't have it for the purpose of drinking the juice. You just want it for the purpose of making the food good. That's not called you made a mashke. That's called oichel mi'oichel es mutter. What about the memehim? If the reason why you're squeezing out these pickles, because you want to drink the pickle juice, you should know potel avol osa. His midrabbonim not called ponim it's osa. His potel midrais it's mutter. It's not a derech schita. That called ponim midrabbonim though it's osa. To drashi legufon im lechol hakvosim soichton. If you squashed it out to eat the kvosim mimashke hatzaf aleihem v'anivla ben mutter lechetchila. It's mutter lechetchila to squeeze out the pickle juice from the pickles. To lay mefarikus, it's not called mefarik. Hoya v'lav lemashku tzorach. You're not taking out the juice to drink the juice. You're taking it out to make the food, to make the pickle taste good. So that's mutter. What about you squeezing out the pickles now for the purpose of drinking the juice? You should know, potter zatrashi, shein zeh mefarik, shein amashka zeh, yoytze min akvosim, shaloi godal b'teichen. Because this mashke is not part of the vegetable itself. Like we're talking about now, where you're soaking the cucumber in this juice, pickling it. So the water that came in is not part of the juice. Legodol b'teichim. Avol osa otto zeisim v'novim. So it's only osa otto dumya to a schita of zeisim v'novim. If you're aboron, it's also to squeeze out these pickles, because if you want it for the purpose of using the juice, it looks like a schita. So that's what Rav holds. Mashenkin zok gemara, what about shlokis? What about if you have a cooked vegetable or a cooked fruit? Then bein legufa and bein lemameya mutter. Say out Rav. You let it squeeze it out, even though you want the purpose of the juice. So since here it's a cooked fruit, vice versa, when you cook it, it all has a shame oichel on it. So even though you want the juice right now, still it's potter, like Rashi says. Shlokis afilu lemameyim lav mashkeninu elo oichel. It's always considered only oichel. It's not called a mashke. Thus out Rav. What is Shmuel Amar? Shmuel says though, echot kvoshim, whether you have pickles, the echot shlokis, whether you have something that was cooked, or cooked fruit, you should know, if you want to squeeze them out now on Shabbos, it depends. Legufon mutter. If you're kavoni, you're squeezing it out now as legufon, to make the pickle taste good, to get the juice out of the pickle. Or else you have this shlokis, this cooked fruit. You want to squeeze out the juice to make the fruit taste good, that's mutter. There's no mefarik, you're not doing it for the mashke, it's mutter. L'meneyem, but in the case we are squeezing it out to get the juice out of it, to drink the juice, pot lavo osam. Hakol potim is osam in the rabbonim. So drashi l'meneyem pot lavo osam. What's the kasha now? Vashlokis. When you have cooked fruit, l'chura dumi didan, that's doima to a fish. L'tziron hu. V'loi shor v'loi shmul l'kathchila. Shmul is not mat l'kathchila to do this. Hey, since the juice in the fish, we're talking about, I say, it's also a pickled fish. So it's not stam the juice of the fish itself. There's other juice, other water that came into the fish, pickled fish. So you want to squeeze out the juice now. Before you said, it's mutter. And here Shmuel is saying, shlokas, that's a cooked fruit. It's the same thing like a cooked fish. If you're squeezing it out for the purpose of the juice, it's osur. So we have a stir on Shmuel. But he said, the way you learned, Mishmei the Rav is the one that said the loch of the fish. Therefore it's good. That's what we answer the back. Omalei hilakim, like Loshin Shvua. Any roi of loizar, my eyes saw it, no, not somebody else. The what? Mi pumid Reb Yimya Shmili, I heard it from the name of Reb Yimya. Reb Yimya Reb Zera. Reb Zera Reb Chia Barashi. Reb Chia Barashi me Rav. Enech Nami, we heard this also in the name of Rav. Trashi. Any roi of loizar, hod de bin lamei malucho, mishmei de Rav Itmar, I'm not stopped telling you, Baba Mises, nai no klo. So Mel has no theory right now. Rav, just like Rav says, shlokis, cooked vegetables or cooked fruit. You're allowed to squeeze out the juice, even if you want the purpose of the memeyem. And this svar is like Rashi says, since you cooked the juice inside it, even the juice got a shem oichol, so what then and that? You're allowed to squeeze out the cooked fish, because the juice inside also got a shem oichol on it. Ve'enach nami, according to Shmuel, tak would be also. And there was no spirit of Shmuel and Shmuel, because Shmuel never said the halacha about a dog, that a dog is mutter to squeeze it out for its tzir.
more weiter. Gufa. Kvoshim shesochton. We have this kvoshim that means like a pickled. Pickles some vegetable that you're pickling, it's soaking in juice, it's soaking in wine. Or in vinegar, kvoshim shesochton. Now on Shabbos you come and squeeze out this vegetable. Omarav. Legufon muter. If the reason why you're squeezing out the vegetable is legufon to make the vegetable itself taste better, like we said, the pickle has too much juice inside it, and you want to squeeze out now the pickle, let the juice should go out, is mutter. For that it's mutter, there's no issa schita, because you're not mechavin to make a mashke, your kavonah is just to fix up the peri, so what comes out is not called a mashke, there's no issa mefarik. Mashenken the memehen, but if you're squeezing out these pickles for the juice, to be able to drink the juice, is potalavel osa. That was the first din. The rav holds, it's osa midrabonin. Midrabonin, now let us squeeze out the pickles for the juice, because midrabonin, it looks like it's a schita. Ushlokois, what about cooked vegetables? Ushlokois, something that was cooked. Bein legufon, bein lememehe mutter. That was Rav's din. Even though you're squeezing out cooked vegetables for the purpose of drinking the juice, still it's mutter. That's Rav's svara. The duod legufon, for the purpose to make the vegetable good, that treat it's mutter. The chiddush is when you have a cooked vegetable, shlokos, that's even mutter on Shabbos to squeeze out for the purpose of the juice. So what's the svar? What's the chilek? So Rashi learns, shlokos, that Rashi afilu lememehim. Even on its side, you're squeezing out the cooked vegetables or the cooked fruit for the purpose to drink its juice. Lav mashke ninu, it's not considered a mashke, elo oichel. It's always called an oichel. So once you cook the vegetable, why says the juice that goes inside it now, when it's cooked together, gets a shem oichel on it. So even later, when you squeeze out the juice, it's still called an oichel. So it's just called like you're cutting the vegetable, cutting the fruit in half. Like before there was an oichel, and now it's an oichel. That's not a nissim afarik. Mashenkin, by kvosim, hey, the water that goes in, it's only covers, you're only soaking, pickling it. So there we don't say the water that goes in, mamish, becomes part of the oichel to get a shem oichel on it. No, it's still called juice. So if you squeeze it out for the purpose of the juice, it's also our koponim midirabonim, because since it has a shem mashke on what's coming out, it looks like you are creating mashke from an oichel. Even though really there's no issue deraisa here, for a few reasons. Eshtin is not a derech to squeeze it out. It's like fruit that are not a derech. And also, since metchila, this water, this pickling water was a mashke before. Now when you put it into the oichel, it never really gets part of the oichel. So when you squeeze it out, it's not considered you're creating a new mashke. It's called this mashke was here before, and now it's coming out again. So with the raisa, poshut according to Rav and Shmuel, there's no issa by squeezing out kvosim. But I'll call upon him, when you squeeze out the kvosim with the rabbonin, it's awesome. Because as mechse, it looks as if you, when you want it for the mashke, it looks like you're doing a schita. So xeris, also you come to squeeze grapes and zeisim. Shmuel Lama, Shmuel says no. We pass him like Shmuel. Shmuel Lama, Shmuel says echod ze v'yechod ze. Both, whether they're cooked vegetables or whether they're just kvoshim, whether they're just vegetables that were soaking in pickle juice, is legufon mutter. You're squeezing out the juice to make the fruit itself taste good. That's taka mutter. Ablamemeyim, if the reason why you're squeezing out the juice is for the purpose of the juice, you want to drink the juice, it's like a potalav or osa. Shnom midrabonin al koponim, it's osam. He's by shlokis. He's by kvoshim, where they just pickled the juice. There we say, as for the juice is always called the juice. So therefore, if you squeeze it out now for the purpose of drinking the juice, midrabonin it's osa, it looks like you created juice from a neichel. And by shlokis, Weister Shmuel does know this svarum, that when you first cooked the vegetable, the juice that went inside got a shame vegetable on it. It's called a neichel. No. Even though you cooked it in water, the water that goes inside is still called a mashke. So now on Shabbos, to squeeze out the juice from the cooked fruit or the cooked vegetable is also osim midrabonin. Midrabonin, it looks like you're being mefarik, you're creating now juice from an oichel. That midrabonin, it's osim. Now comes the chiddush. Rabbi Yechonin says though, echot kvoshim, v'yechot shlokis. Both kvoshim, something that was pickled, or el shlokis, a fruit, a vegetable that you cooked. Legufon, if you squeeze it out, legufon, to make the peri itself taste good, then the b'yechon is moida that mutter. it's mutter metchilut to squeeze it out on Shabbos. You can squeeze out a pickle to get the juice out if there's too much juice in the pickle, if it makes the pickle taste better this way. It's mutter. Mashenk in the memeyim, he holds if you're squeezing out the pickles to be able to drink the juice. We are squeezing out a cooked fruit in order to drink the juice. He holds chayiv chatis. This is a Yechon's Chiddush. Not only is it osa and is it mutter, but it's osa, and not only is tam osa, but it's even osa midiraisa. Self Reb Yechon. And it's a shayla how we paskin here. So the chur, it's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel kineged Reb Yechon. Is there only an issa the rabbonin or there an issa the raisa? So partially we paskin Rav and Shmuel there rabbin to say that by squeezing out shlokis and kvoshim, it's only osa midirabbonin. Mashenkin the Rach Shiter is holds no heels the chumrum that we paskin like Reb Yechon that squeezing out even kvoshim and even shlokis is osa midiraisa. And he's also, this is the Rach